Yeah, good afternoon, good morning, and good evening.
The fuck. Yeah, or wherever, whenever you're tuning into the shit. Yeah. I'm Insidious Muse.
And I'm Service Slut.
And we have a full studio.
And there's those special guests.
Wow.
And I've decided that I want them to be my best friends.
Oh.
Yay! So
they make me laugh.
They're fantastic. And I love them so much.
Oh.
And let's talk about that.
It's a good thing.
That was slightly scary and I liked it.
it's very kind of you to sit next to Nancy, who has, she has a hate of the penis. So
she does?
Next to beautiful breasts instead.
Oh, cool.
We put her as a buffer.
Awesome. I'm a buffer.
She's a breast buffer.
Here you go. Everybody don't look at their penis.
Let's avoid the penis.
Oh, trust me. I'm not looking
at And they have a fear of lady bits.
It's so true. I find them terrifying.
They do.
You know what? I've heard that from many men.
You know, I can look at them. I'm okay with them. Medically, they're interesting and fascinating. But altogether, don't want to associate with them. I'm okay.
You don't have to talk to them.
Does it bother you that, like, the juices are internal?
That is part of it.
Does it bother you? Whereas, you know, you like everything's kind of out in the open. Like,
yeah,
the penis
everything's
is very
kind of
honest.
Dried out.
The penis is a truthful thing, and the vagina is a lying, you know, the snake in the grass.
Exactly. You understand me.
I don't feel that my vagina is a lying snake in the grass. Nor is it, you know, like dried up sand pit with teeth, as you like to call it.
That's because your vagina is a snake.
He's been in the wrong vaginas if they're dried up sand pits with teeth.
He keeps calling, like, Frank likes to call me a sarlacc, and for those people that don't know, that's the big sand pit with teeth in Star
Wars.
That's
a Star Wars reference.
Yeah.
Pure geek one.
Yeah, yes,
like,
pure geek.
You know, like, I almost made shirts when we went to see Star Wars live for all the girls and saying, with my sarlacc for him, but it was a little too...
It would have been a bit obscure.
Hey.
Well, let me, to speak to Francisco?
Yes, of course.
To speak to Francisco's point that the penis is honest and the vagina is a lying snake in the grass, I can see some validity to this, because when you see a penis, it's there. And if it's erect, hey, that's it.
Hey.
That's what you got. There's no more. There's no more magic. But you don't know the magic of the vagina until you get inside
you make
it
sound
of it.
Like the closet to Narnia.
It is. Sometimes you come out and there's the ice queen and you're fucking like, that's not good.
It's
and then
winter.
Sometimes it's just nice
vagina.
And warm and it's a coat.
Winter is coming.
Yes.
Your vagina.
And just so you all know, we're with the kids from Awkward Conversations. Just in case you didn't guess that quite yet.
Yeah, we're with them. And we're going to be on their show in January.
Yay! Yes. We're so excited to have you on.
Just to put names to voices, I'm Francisco Calderon, a.k.a. Ew. Cuddles the Sociopath.
Disgusting.
As you might guess, he doesn't cuddle vaginas.
I am Anastasia Washington, a.k.a. Psycho Fembot.
And I am Frank Bennington, a.k.a. Bad Touch Bad Boy.
Bad Touch Bad Boy.
He lives up to his name.
Yeah, and we have another person who's not actually on the show, but we're going to bring her in because that's
bring her in.
If she wants to.
Hi, my name is Kit. I'm not actually associated with Awkward Conversations.
Kit is only associated with me.
But you are missing.
But you have a vagina. Not you, Francisco.
No.
Kit has a vagina.
Yes, absolutely. It's in the case here.
Awesome.
But you guys are missing a host. We are missing someone.
Yes, we are missing Rachel.
Miss Rachel. Rachel, unfortunately, had something else that she had to do today. So
She was scared.
She was preoccupied by her fear of vaginas and penises.
She's afraid of both?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
We'll have to discuss this when we go on your show in January.
Yeah.
Apparently the awkward conversations will be about vaginas and penises.
Well, that's usually what it's
usually,
about.
Yeah.
Well, I like the video games.
I gotta know, Anastasia, what is... what? Because that's fun right there.
You're busty. You're busty, girl.
I'm black Irish, so I got booty and boobies.
Stacey, what are your measurements, actually?
She's like, really?
You know them off the top of your head.
I'm a plus size model. I know every inch of me and I don't want to.
What is your bust measurement?
You want to know my bra size?
Yeah.
Well, technically, you can just sit down.
Double
36I.
They
do. But I never wear that because it freaking doesn't exist in the world. So I will stuff myself into any kind of bra. Yeah, like I will look at a Frederick's bra and go, that's pretty. How much of it can it fit in my boot?
Is it not cheaper to just get two burlap sacks then?
But it just gives you no support.
Yes, let's just sack them up.
I mean, like, let's say you had a 10-inch dick. Let's say your schlong was 10 inches.
I do.
You know, you're going to put it in Hanes, no. Or you're going to, like, go with the boxers where you can, like, hang low.
That's going to be
some
silk boxers.
That's what you're saying. Well, then you're just jizzing everywhere, let's be honest.
Boxer briefs. It's got to be boxer briefs.
Boxers and boxer briefs.
No, just boxer briefs.
Actually, all sorts
just
of
makes
underwear.
Everybody's
that's actually
butt look just
my fetish.
Boxer briefs are fantastic, but there is something to be said about boxers.
Did we just brush over the fact
that he uncovered one of his fetishes?
That's totally like my major fetish. Underwear? Men's underwear, totally. All of them, jock straps, especially sports gear,
Santa.
Like around there. Santa?
Santa underwear?
No, Santa. Like, I don't know why. The idea of an older, burly man who comes into your house and
oh my God, have you ever acted out this fetish? Because it's crazy.
So if anybody knows him, you might want to consider this as some sort of a rape fantasy role play.
Yes, that is well.
In the future.
So you have no age cap
the
on your
season
sexual
for really, rape no. fantasies.
It is the season. Are you naughty or nice? Here's some coal for your stocking.
Stop being uncomfortable. You look uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable.
No, I said he has no age cap.
Like rapid fire.
You know what?
I go in every once in a while.
And then you come in with like a zinger, huh?
Yeah,
you're that guy.
I know exactly what.
Unfortunately, me and Stacey dominate a lot of conversations.
We like to be dominant.
Funny because she dominates the fuck out of me.
Ooh. That was a sex reference.
That was sexy. Well. Yes, thank you. That was sexy. Well.
I couldn't tell.
I had a question.
The question.
I had a question.
Question.
With tits like that, what have you had between them? I just got to know.
I mean, I am the queen of the
titty. Have you ever had paizuti? Ever titty fucked?
Yeah, okay. Of course.
Oh my God.
That's like
a
my signature
can't look at her tits and not think, oh my God, I'm going to titty fuck that. I mean, yeah. Let's be honest.
Wait, honestly. what was the new term for it? Bombay roll?
Bombay roll is the English fetish
is
word,
that
I believe.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound Bombay better? Like,
titty fucking
hey,
is Bombay
honey,
roll.
Do you want a Bombay roll tonight?
I've always known it as paizuti,
which is
the
Japanese.
No, the
answer is, what the fuck do I get out of that? That's my answer every single time.
Well,
what the fuck do I get out of
this? But that's your answer though, because you're a top, you're a dominant. You
right?
You know why would if
why
you
would
did
I
do that
ever do that?
Sometimes being used is fun.
Yeah, if you're on my end
like
though.
Here's the deal. I'm getting no pleasure from a dick sliding in between my tits at all. Now, if I want to be used and someone's fucking the shit out of me. Yes.
Okay.
That's enjoyable.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I can totally see the sensations of it as well. Like, if a guy takes his dick and, like, puts it between someone's ass and, like, the sensation of it moving, it's the feeling. It may not be going in, but it's still hot.
Pause.
All right. You need to be titty fucked. And then you'll know what I'm talking about.
I like it. I like it.
You know, take whatever you got and just push it together.
Like
take
it.
The skin folds and
it feels
together.
Good. Like, my whole body is very sensitive.
Cool.
I like very sensitive titties, you know,
some
whatever.
People dig it.
Like, always people are always like rubbing them, and I'm like, please don't wake them up because they're just going to be like, boom, 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 boom. And I feel like it's fun. I don't know. Like,
what?
I like to try to be dominated. It's fun. But I'm very dominant. So if somebody attempts to dominate me or dominates me a little bit, I find it attractive because you've slightly dominated me.
Want to turn it on?
It's really hard.
Slapper.
it's really?
Yeah. But usually, like with my ex-boyfriend, I usually, like he would slap me and stuff, but usually it would just turn on my dominance and then I would slap him until he was like giggling like a schoolgirl.
Slap heart.
It was just the way it was.
Slappy fist. What's
I like the things that we're learning about.
As you can see, we're very open.
I want to take you guys on a field trip to the dungeon.
You guys should totally come to the dungeon.
Yeah,
wait, I haven't been to the dungeon. What's the dungeon?
I will go into the dungeon, but I don't know if I like the idea of women being there.
Yes, there's a lot of women, and often they're naked.
Well, but no. If we take them to one of the femdom nights, then there will be more men naked than women.
There will be more naked men than women.
That would be really entertaining to watch.
True.
I feel like this should be a crossover field trip.
I'd like this idea. I'm totally up for this.
This is cool.
I think this needs to be
Frank, do you have a feeling?
Date.
Frank, do you have any feelings?
I am okay with cross-dressing field trips.
I don't think we said cross-dressing.
No.
Sure,
no, we totally said cross-dressing field trips.
Oh,
yes.
Cross-dressing? Okay, cool.
Let's
awesome. Yeah.
Let's do this.
This sounds amazing.
I can get him to wear my heels. Lady Gaga heels
no,
you're going to be
can.
Wearing. Yes, mm-hmm. I've done it before. I have pictures.
I think this is the best idea ever.
This is fantastic. I love bringing vanillas. Well, they're not vanilla. Two dungeons.
We're vanilla-esque,
educating.
I guess.
Mocha.
You're caramel.
I'm caramel.
Cafe au lait.
You're just talking about my race.
We love race play, though. We talk about race play all the time.
What does that mean?
Go on.
Oh, race play is when... you know, you utilize something that might be considered a prejudice or racist, but it's enjoyable and playful. So, for example, Nancy is pure Mexican and I'm pure fucking white. And we do a lot of things, like I call her my dirty fucking Mexican, and she cleans things. And I was like, oh, God, that's all you're fucking good for, you little Mexican bitch, and all of that kind of stuff. A lot of race play. And we've done it with people that are Jewish and black and Middle Eastern.
Do you make the Jewish ones do your accounting?
No, we just call them like filthy Jewish whores, okay. And like, you know, well, if that, we were playing Monopoly.
There you go.
And it was one of those. Well, what's the Jew doing? Because if we do that, then we'll be rich. You know,
like my entire humor
so it's basically us hanging out.
I say the most racist, horrible things in the world, and it's hilarious.
Well, you can just say it's race play, and you can say it's a fetish. Yeah. Don't judge my fetishes. It's race play.
That's
true. Like, but I was doing that at a party last night. You know, like me and my sister were there with a whole bunch of white people, and we decided to just be like black today because we could choose.
That's so unfair.
And we decided
to be black. You and I are about the same color. I want to choose to be black.
I know, but I am.
That's it.
We decided to mess with the white people. But then we got to a point where we were taking, like, saying black jokes when they couldn't do it, but they were still laughing and doing all this stuff. And then at one point I was like, but you know what? We have to calm down because white people are more dangerous than black people or minorities. I would rather be killed by a minority because they'll, like, shoot you or stab you. White people will keep you in, like, basements and skin you eat you. Like, I would rather you just shoot me than, like, you know, make me have your babies while you skin me alive.
On
and,
top
like,
of
they
that,
have way too much time on their lives.
On top of that, they can actually afford the lawyers to get away with
they
it.
Can. They can.
They are the lawyers.
It's true.
Jews are, whatever.
Jews and Anglos.
What do you think about that?
Lacist.
Well, yeah, so basically that's our humor. Like, we do that. Yeah, I mean, Rachel liked to use words like coon.
See, I... Oh, no.
We do it like this. We're like, you know what? I saw a... Instead of saying a raccoon...
I'm so white. I'm offended.
He'd be like, there was some coons in my trash can the other day. And I was like, what am I going to do about my coon baby problem?
One of my favorite greetings to a person when I haven't seen them in a while is to go up and go, I haven't seen you in a coon's age.
You know what's best is the delivery of that. It's not like he's doing it all southern like Anastasia did. But I haven't seen you in a coon's age. No, he's like, I haven't seen you in a coon's age.
Like Queen of England.
I haven't seen fucking Mr. Peanut to walk out with a goddamn monocle.
Yes.
That's your other fetish. Monocles.
Awesome.
Eye patches are also extremely
hot. I thought it was
going
to be the Mr. Peanut guy.
Peanuts.
It's also the Big Mac
man.
Wow.
And the perfect nuts. Yes.
It could be a cashew. It can be a pecan.
Not a macadamia.
Oh my God,
what the fuck?
Like
you know what? Because you don't like big nuts, do you? You want little nuts.
Actually, no, I do like.
Okay, then you want Brazil nuts.
I
want
to know more about your fetishes.
Me.
I want to know more.
I'm both dirty and very vanilla. I like to just cuddle and like make out normally, but I also am into things like ribbing. I'm into some dominance, bondage, underwear,
like Pokemon.
Role play.
Oh, please
like
tell us.
What kind of role play?
Yes, like what kind?
Of course, anything like uniforms is immediately hot. Oh, yes.
Right.
Anything uniform. Oh. Like, well, some clothing.
The guy on OK Cupid is a cop, by the way.
Oh. Ooh.
Side note? Okay.
Tell me about him.
Yes, please.
I don't know. I'm the type of person that goes that I'll try everything once or twice, so... I'm open to most things. Though I guess there is some things that I've like cut off.
Like what?
Scat, like blood play.
Okay, I'm with you on scat, but blood play is beautiful.
Really? I didn't know. Oh. See, I'm not big.
Is it that you're squeamish?
No, because like I'm fine with like medical stuff too. Not like not medical play in my case. That's the third one. But like medical stuff in general is fine with me. I can watch documentaries on shit and not be squeamish at all. I don't know. The blood play in general just doesn't appeal to me.
That's cool.
Yeah, I get it.
Doesn't have to.
Yeah. You don't have the vampire.
But everything else, I'm, why not once or twice? We'll see.
Well, what about you, Anastasia?
I have the try anything twice rule. But I guess I
do you have the try anybody twice rule? Because I have questions about that.
No, I don't. Like, if you fail to impress the first time, I'm kind of very, would you say I'm kind of mannish?
Yeah.
I say I'm mannish all the time.
About things. But I'm pretty vanilla, I guess, but I do like spanking and slapping and biting and dressing up. So those are vanilla, right? I feel like those are vanilla.
I think the term vanilla has altered. Well, I think you can talk about 50 Shades or whatever, but I think the term vanilla has definitely changed.
It definitely has changed throughout society.
I mean, it depends on the time and place what vanilla really is.
Well, yeah. Vanilla in America is going to be very different from vanilla in Europe.
And like, yeah, Germany or something. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, like, I totally love dressing up and doing role playing and all that stuff.
Have you ever done Little Bo Peep?
And you know what the sad thing is? That the guys I've dated have been like, oh yeah, just dress up like Leia. Oh, you be a nerd.
That's like the boring nerd play. Like,
that's really boring.
Is there anything else? Like, and you're like, oh, I guess. And, you know, I just like you naked. Well, like, how about like, and I'll be like, well, you're going to be Wolverine and we're going to find somebody that'll be taken. And, you know, my ex-boyfriend, when we were dating, shaved his head. And I was like, well, I hate that, but you do look like Crumb from Harry Potter. So we're doing Hermione and Crumb.
And who is the seeker? And what was he seeking?
He was finding the snitch.
But you know what? That was actually...
Vagina. Yes, the cavernous
the Crumb thing
vagina.
I thought was going to be so attractive. I thought it was going to be so hot. But like when you know the character and when he does it accurately, it's really like just a silent like he's just like I am man.
like, you just want a caveman.
Like I thought I did, and then I was like, well, no, I don't know.
You're a caveman who at least finger paints.
Yes, thank you. Talk better than this.
What's he using as paint?
I just had this discussion with my friends.
Do you like food play? I like food play.
Not really, actually. I think it's a little sticky.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's great.
I can get into it, but I have to be in the mood and I have to put down some coverage first.
Exactly. Tarps.
No. You're thinking it way too much. I used to love Naked Baking Day. I would just like text.
Oh, well, that's weird.
Just like the guy I'm dating, like, hey, Naked Baking Day. And he would just rush over, and I'd be completely
naked. You don't
want
to fry up some bacon that day.
Oh, and you know what? I have had some accidents.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken and bacon. Don't do it.
Wait, what about Frank? Because he's so quiet. I want to know.
Frank's actually the dirtiest of all of us.
He is.
Yeah.
This is what I suspect.
I actually share quite a few fetishes with him. I have a...
Just get it close.
I have a underwear fetish, especially jock straps. Agree. I have an underwear
fetish.
I like spanking, nipple play. I kind of don't like admitting this, but married men.
No, actually, yeah. Straight men, married men, that kind of play, hot.
Rimming.
I know a few for you.
Is my one of my like all time favorite things to do. I love tossing salad. What else? I don't know. I think that's
being a slut.
Doesn't everybody?
That's totally yours.
Maybe.
Totally yours. Being a cantankerous
slut. No, I'm pretty vanilla. I don't... There's a few things that I
think they're the bigger slut. I'm actually kind of got the Catholic guilt, so I'm pretty...
But see...
men are always the bigger sluts than women.
Yeah.
I'm admittedly probably the biggest slut here. So
really?
I'm a terrible person. I went through a phase where I was fucking people every which way, sometimes three different people a day. I was a horrible person.
See, if people actually knew my number, they're always like, what? What?
Off the air, we'll talk numbers.
It's very low, actually, because I'm very picky.
I thought mine was super high, and then I started talking to my whore friends, and I was like, wow, I'm like a fucking virgin. Fuck you, people.
Like, I feel like when people, like, I'm very open about stuff, and when I'm in a relationship, I am a... Like, I'm
you're a
freak.
Slut for the person.
For the person I'm with.
You, same thing.
I will do, like anything, anywhere, anytime.
More sex than these whores.
Yes,
but with the same people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, I don't know. Like, it's just something about it. Like, just being committed to somebody female. You can do
anything. I have to actually say that now, after I've burned through most of my slut phase, I'm now in the phase where I just want to find someone to just like be with, just settle cuddles. Down with. Yeah, cuddles with.
To cuddle nice. To death. And then you can be all, you know, warm and fuzzy and people can mock you for
and then
your
I can
sappiness.
Slap the shit out of him.
Yeah, I do that too. Slap them, smack their ass.
I can't wait till your Facebook statuses are all like, I love him so much. Guess where we're going for New
you
Year's?
Don't know me
and then
well
I'll be
enough.
Like,
all of my Facebook statuses when I get in a relationship will be, I fucking hate this person.
You think that. You're going to get a
it's,
really
it
sad
It won't be
shit.
Like that, just so you know.
Oh, stop it.
None of my Facebook statuses have been anything like that, by the way.
Never.
I feel
just
some tension.
Just do one now.
Is there a bit of sexual tension between the two of you?
I'm sorry?
Is there a bit of sexual tension between the two of you?
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm a bitter, cynical bitch. That's just me. And I was like, you know, I'm never going to fall in love again. And I'm all fucked over and I'm fucked up in the head. And blah. And then I did. I fell in love. And like, you know, I'm like madly in love and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like all sappy and she'll see me do the sappy looks when I'm texting him. And I'll be like, no, he just texted me or whatever. And then I'll say sappy shit and she mocks the fucking shit out of me for it because of it.
And then she'll say things that she claims she didn't mean to say.
No, that was, I didn't.
And, you know, a little slip.
Spill it.
Yeah,
a little
Freudian slip.
I saw a little bit of defense there.
Yeah, just a little bit. I won't say what it was out of, respect for your privacy, but just saying.
If you do, we'll talk about Frank's penis injury.
Oh. Before we get into penis injuries, I do have to turn the tables on you guys.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah, I threw you under the bus.
What are your fetishes?
Oh, my God. Oh. They're so numerous.
We'll choose the top five or predominant ones.
Yours are easy. I have to think about mine.
Okay. Top five, easily humiliation and degradation. Okay. I'm going to combine both of those.
That can actually be
first.
Really hot in some situations. I like it to certain degrees.
Yeah.
I like it to
because then I get really
like
vicious.
The nth degree. Can't get enough of that shit. Okay. In fact, I'm really wishing for like a day long.
I'm
going to
start throwing stuff at you.
That ring it.
See, I think I would get violent if somebody tried to humiliate me because I already, like, if somebody just like tries to say something to me, I'm like, fucking bitch, I'm going to kill you.
Will you clean my apartment if I throw things at you?
Don't replace me. That's hurtful.
You live 2 hours away.
She called her Rosario.
I call her Rosa whatever because I can never remember. Is it Rosario? Is it Rosalinda? Every so often I'll Rosa Linda. What the fuck is her name? I'll just do that all the time.
It's a Will and Grace play.
Yeah, totally. Exactly. So and then pet play. That's
okay. Very interesting.
Nice.
What's pet?
You dress up like a pet, like you're someone's dog or cat or whatever, and then you get treated or used.
So it's not
the
like
animal.
Fluffy, but kind of.
And you eat out of a bowl and all that fun stuff.
Right. Yeah. Very different from like, you know,
pony
furries.
Oh yeah.
Very different from that. Although with us, you know, there's rarely ever like any dressing up. It's more just like
she's usually
just
naked,
being in the mood
and being on all fours and shit.
Okay.
Was that number?
But she's
two.
Got a germ thing, so I put rubber plastic gloves on her. I'm really nice.
Oh, that's cute. That's so nice of you.
I'm very kind.
That's like the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
I'm the sadist you've ever met.
So there's that, and then there's I like the bondage. I do. I'd like that more. And then, because it's all nice and get all like snuggly and stuff. Oh, mummification! Fuck yes!
Really?
Oh,
really?
Huh. Which I would put under. See, here's the interesting thing is, I mean, you've got all these things. There are so many things that I like that I put under a larger umbrella. Yeah. Like humiliation is a very large umbrella for me, and under that I would put the pet play, cuckolding. That goes under the humiliation for me, which I'm way fucking into. Mummification, restraints, bondage, that's all in the same category.
You're right.
Impact play for me. I fucking love impact play.
Impact play.
You know, and spanking, flogging.
Shit out of anybody.
You hit somebody
just with velocity play.
I'm trying to use the broadest category so I can put all of my things in.
I see.
And then I like CBT, which is cock and ball torture. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy that. That's a lot of fun.
I've actually seen some really interesting techniques with that, especially in rope bondage.
Yes.
It's like, oh my God, some of the stuff that they do.
It's very nice. It's very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the service. Service is also kind of one of my fetishes. It's a lot of putting her up on this awesome pedestal. Awesome.
Foot worship and worship in general. Oh. I enjoy receiving worship. There's foot worship, which is receiving, which is fantastic, but there's so many other kinds of worship. You can have pussy worship and ass worship and just worship, which I like.
Personality worship?
It's the same thing. Absolutely.
Do you have a better personality to worship?
There are lesser gods. He can just be a lesser god. How's that?
Like, I'm Bacchus.
Little G.
Sorry, you have a penis. So that kind of...
Bacchus doesn't sit in the corner reading a book at a party.
Bacchus
reads
books. Bacchus does not read books. He's
if
the one
anybody's Bacchus, the shots. It's me, motherfucker. I get crunk.
That was beautiful.
These kids are so much fun. These kids.
We need to see them intoxicated.
Oh God.
We need to see them at a dungeon.
At a dungeon, intoxicated, and at karaoke. These things.
Actually, all three of those things
happened this weekend.
We can do two in one. We can get drunk and do karaoke all together.
That's the easiest. Just pop that right out.
I'm okay with that.
We should do porn star karaoke and mess with the porn star.
Oh, please. I'm trying to hunt down a porn star.
I've been there.
Has it been? Is it fun?
It's okay. Oh. There's a better karaoke place. Really? It's in Culver City.
But are there porn stars?
No, but the problem is, I'm not impressed with
fucking
porn
hot messes.
Ever.
Like nobody's business.
I know.
Ever.
Mm. Like that one guy that was at the convention that was a porn star. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, some of them look like
they have
diseases.
It's not impressive. No.
And plus, well, I don't know. Maybe because I'm getting older. Sometimes I look at them and I'm like, oh, your life is like. Sad. Especially when I was working at Hustler, like, I'm just like, oh, this is your child and you're bringing him here for your premiere.
Wow.
That's super.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's special.
What do you guys always wanted to learn more about? I mean, how...
Everything and anything.
Let me rephrase that. You know, as it comes to like, you know, sexual experiences. What's that one thing that has kind of been like on the back burner, but that you kind of always been curious about and wanted to expand on?
Probably in my case, I would like to learn more about bondage in general, leather and rope. I haven't done much leather.
People that we can hook you up with.
We know a lot of people. This sounds fantastic. Other than that, you know what? Just I roll with punches, see what happens.
So punches, you're into punches. Good to know.
I'm into punching, I guess.
You're into punching? Oh my God. Wait, I forgot to put it on my list.
That's part of impact.
Wait, no. I forgot to put the other one on my list. The other two. Number one, fisting.
She's a fisting top.
And then pegging. There's nothing more exciting than taking a boy's ass onto his hips and just letting him know what the fuck.
I love pegging.
Now that's
so
a whole dominance
much.
Thing.
But see, that's the thing. I'm not dominant at all.
But that's how you express it.
Is it?
No, it's like for her, it's a very fucked up psychological thing. For her, it's like it's a very anti-male. That's her pegging. Her pegging comes from a very different place than my pegging. It's very different. Mine comes from dominance, and it's about you are my bitch, and you're going to acquiesce to me in every way. And this way, you're giving me your ass, and especially usually it's with straight guys. Actually, it's always been with straight guys. But for her, it's an aggression, and it's a nugget that she covers over all of these ponies and these happy rainbows and this bullshit. But it's down there, and it's dark, and it's deep, and she will go too far if she doesn't have somebody to stop
crazy.
Her.
Crazy. Now, I have to ask you back onto your pegging. Now, you said that you've never done it to a gay guy, but not that I'm putting it out there, but if you did it to a gay guy, would that add an extra spice to it?
It would be awesome, because I could probably use like a really big dildo.
Probably. Probably.
No pussy footing around.
Because you're a bottom, right?
I'm mostly top now.
Yeah,
I used to be bottom.
You used to be lazy.
Yeah, I used to be lazy.
Would you like to pet? Do you want to peg him?
Sure.
I'm okay.
You sure?
See, that's the difference.
I even had the dildo picked out.
I'll break your ass and she won't.
I'm okay.
No, she will. She gets violent. It's interesting.
Come on, Cisco. Just let him do it.
My ass already has a crack in it.
Wow.
Interesting.
She has duct tape for that, just so you know.
That's nice.
I have a lot of duct tape.
Duct tape,
it's pretty too.
Ooh. Do you have different colors?
I have lots of colors. I actually have somebody who's looking for Wonder Woman duct tape for me, but can't find it. Found Spider-Man the other day, and I said that's a lot closer, but it's still Marvel. We need to find some DC Wonder Woman shit. It needs to happen.
Oh.
Sorry, my comic book geek just showed.
Yeah, I'm just.
It's okay. I accept you for who
I guess,
you are.
Stacey, the question I guess applies to you.
I'm just a Marvel girl.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I am mostly Marvel and not Thank
What's you. Wrong with you people? Don't
but
you
can't
have any
have
respect
a problem
for
with
women?
Batman. I mean, actually, Batman respect both. Forever.
I don't know. I really do like guys a lot.
I've had a Wonder Woman thing my whole life.
I'm a little bit of all comics. I don't really choose any camp. I'm Sweden.
Although I like Loki.
I'm getting into DC.
The bad guys are really good.
The bad guys in Marvel are good. They have a lot of depth to them, which I enjoy.
You missed out. I had my Avengers PJ set on earlier this morning. I should have worn that today. Sorry.
Yes.
That's a fetish too.
When?
Yes.
Comic books or Avengers PJs?
Avengers PJs and comics.
Screw me. First for me.
Marvel.
Nerdiness is a fetish I find extremely
nerdy
hot,
is the
actually.
New black.
Oh, yeah, so hot.
And that's I'm a sapiosexual, so an intelligence, it means I have a fetish for
totally.
intelligent people. Intelligence is, that's it. I mean, you can people have looked at some of the people that I've gone out with and are like, you're dating him, and I'm like, yeah, he's really smart.
That's so
hot. Really, like, it totally gets me. Like, it gets me. Like a really smart person.
And I like that, because I have that kind of too, but I think comes from a point of I want to be dominated, but I'm very dominant. So like if I'm around a stupid guy, I will manipulate him and crush him. And I don't necessarily want to do that, but it's just kind of my personality.
Yeah, it just happens.
So I feel sad for them. So I would rather somebody be intelligent and be able to kind of put me in my place.
It sounds like you want a player too in the game of chess.
Yeah, I do. I do. Like, I don't want to just be
equal.
Like, yeah, yeah. That I want to be challenged. I want to stand back and go, whoa, okay, all right, touche. Let's let's go along with that. But I've never dated a nerd.
Oh, ever. I have.
I've never. I mean, I would love to.
Yeah.
I would love to like
chew
be the guy that
out,
like.
But I've dated
actually,
lots of nerds.
I find glasses in particular extremely hot.
Oh, yeah. Like, I have a girlfriend of mine who has a complete glasses fetish.
I've actually seen a lot out there.
Smart guy glasses fetish. Yeah. That's her thing.
Hot.
She's adorable. Right?
Yeah.
Glasses are extremely hot. I've seen a lot of like facial glasses stuff. A lot of images with that.
Just on my glasses.com.
Yeah, no.
No.
No, that's
not,
a limit.
Not,
that's
really, thing. Really.
Face and hair. Keep it off my
See,
face and hair.
I don't
so
mind.
Not, as
not my mind.
You can do it to my tits. That's fine. Whatever.
See,
I mean, it doesn't do anything to me, but I don't hate it. But my face and hair, don't fucking get near me because I'm going to be fucking pissed and you're not going to like what's going to come out.
I don't mind the face, especially the beard area.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Not my hair.
But your boy. I like my juices in beard. That's cool. But not
her.
That just
Who
sounds like a
Who comes in your hair?
I don't
Is that a thing?
So.
Is somebody like, on your hair? Here's some hair gel. Like, no.
No. If they shoot and hit my hair, it makes me a little upset.
Oh, I see. You just go bad fucking aim, you asshole.
I'll just be like, God, I hate you. But if they do it deliberately, then I kill them. So.
I'm totally with you. Let's do this.
Yep. I think you and I really, we have a lot alike.
A lot alike, yes.
Well, see, and I see that her and Stacey have a lot alike.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I'm probably just projecting.
I'm fully officially saying that I'm half black now.
And it's really funny because I
want you to jizz in his hair right now.
Can we have some jizz in hair right now?
Oh my God, yes. We've had fisting in here. There could be jizz in hair.
My hair is pretty right now.
Bitch, it's raining.
It's braided.
That's pretty. Your hair looks stupid.
Says headphones.
That did, however, remind me about a hair fetish as well that I have.
What's the hair fetish? Like,
I enjoy
they're just
hairy
like,
guys.
Oh yeah, there's some people that really do.
And
like
then on top
people,
of that, like nice hair.
I will
hair.
Pluck you when you fall asleep.
Just if a guy has look. Good hair, it turns me on so much more. Like,
you know,
I can't.
Good
I,
hair for a guy is really rare.
Yeah.
Good it's hair really on yes. head or good hair like
both. But like treasure
trail
is extremely
good
hot.
Good body
but,
hair because it's yeah. It's generally not very. It's like tolerable in my opinion.
There's certain amounts of hair and like certain like. Display. I'm very obsessive compulsive, by the way. Too. So, like certain displays of hairiness, I'm like, yes, that's sexy.
Do you groom your men?
I do.
She force grooms them.
I do force groom
them. How do you force groom them?
You just don't fall asleep around me. I might pluck you.
Or
I will like I'll negotiate.
Reasonable.
Like, let's have a spa day, which means I will give you a long massage. And I will bathe you like a god, but I will also get to shave you and pluck you and treat those nasty pimples on your back.
I'll let you.
Fuck you.
I'll let you discuss if you're hairless. That's how it comes out too.
Yeah. That's reasonable.
That's compromise.
I feel like that's, you know, whatever. Like, especially if guys can be like, you know, like certain guys are like, well, I want your hair like this down there. I want your hair like this down there. If you can say that, then I can fucking make you look like I want to.
I prefer, well, I guess it's different for men, but I prefer just more natural, like trimmed up a little bit. Yeah.
Manscaping.
A little bit. Yeah, but I don't want you to go crazy down there.
I don't want an afro puff when I open up your pants, okay? Like,
true.
I don't want to go.
True.
I don't like pubic hairs in my mouth.
I've, you know what? I've just realized
then that's,
it's
the hairball
it happens.
Fetish.
Yeah, scrunching.
Scrunching happens.
Scrunching.
I would have gone to doubt on you more, but like I've got like four hairballs.
That's not really, Stacey, that's the hottest thing you've ever said to me.
you talk to me so sexy so much.
I know.
That I just wanted to pay you back
thank
for
you.
All those
thank you.
Sexual things that you say to me.
How do you guys feel about doing shit in public?
Hot.
Oh, yeah.
Hot.
I'll have sex anywhere.
Yeah. Public like you might get caught or public like you're doing it in public?
Well, you define it.
Like on display?
I actually really do like having sex in public.
Where
you
bathrooms.
Could be caught.
Okay, hot.
Where you were caught.
Like we can say, let's say the alcove downstairs of Skid Row Studios, if it didn't smell like a urinal.
Oh, it totally does.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That
bathroom at a park in front of the Forum.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to walk
bathroom at a party.
In appropriate situations like a Sunday orgy.
Where one praises God.
Yes.
Yes.
Get down on your knees and praise Jesus.
Yeah, I'm like a yes girl.
At the karaoke bar.
Bathroom at school.
Yeah, no, I'm a yes girl. Like usually, if I'm with somebody and they're like, "Would you like to?" Yes. Can we do it? Yes. Can we do here? Yes. Can we do this? Yes.
That's
just like kind of my thing. Sure, I'll try that. Yes.
I was going to say that's probably one of the other things that like intrigues me in sex, or rather in relationships, is when one of them is like hypersexual and constantly drags them off to places to have sex in public. Like they're out shopping. Come over here into the bathroom.
Yeah, it's hot.
That's hot to me.
It's hot.
Yeah. That's really sexy.
You guys are more adventurous than I thought.
We're awkward conversation. We out awkward everyone.
No.
We already kind of figured you guys were kind of kinky, but I don't know about her, but I was just, I didn't expect all of this openness of things.
Did. Yeah, I did. I expected them to be this open.
What,
and
you didn't
people
see,
come under
you
a show
thought,
and
you
aren't.
Didn't think I'd had a halo? No?
No. Definitely not.
Totally.
None of you. The first time we met you, you all were like, oh, yeah. And then Frank was like, oh, yeah, I'm a little bit kinky. And everybody was like, really? Everybody kind of had a little bit of something to say. So, no, there was no.
It was delightful.
There was no question.
Frank talk.
I don't know. I feel like I was brought up in a family where sex really wasn't taboo. Like, yeah, it's like just always been there. And
yeah, that's cool.
I've never had negative feelings towards it, and even coming out being gay was not bad. And so sex to me, I can just talk about it. I feel nothing wrong about it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a very healthy attitude to have.
Yeah, I think it would be a lot healthier if a lot more people had that attitude.
Yeah, I tell my mom like everything. We have a really open family. My parents growing up, even though they got separated when I was like 11, they were like always at each other. Like they would be making out of the car. Like, so it didn't matter to me. Like it's whatever. Also, growing up as a child in the industry, like we saw a lot of shit
definitely.
Isn't really. And my mom would just like explain shit to me, and like I'm not shocked by anything. I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, I was as a kid working in pregnancy clinics with my mother, giving pregnancy tests to women.
Chest.
So giving pregnancy tests where you manipulate their chest to figure out if they're pregnant.
Pregnancy are you lactating? YN.
That's a fetish.
Pregnancy.
Everything.
Yeah,
is a fetish.
My. Oh, I can't share anything about my sister, can I? Oh, maybe. But her ex husband, he was like all into pregnancy play. Like he would like.
I know
like,
a lot of people that actually are
like lots of the porn and all
that. There's a lot of porn about that.
Like, I wonder,
I was like, I get it. Oops,
what
sorry.
Is the core to that fetish? I don't
probably
really
like
understand
the impregnating
myself.
Part, like being
that's what I'm
man.
Think.
I assume it has to do with
like spreading your seed.
But they're already pregnant.
Well, no, but see, here's the thing, and I see it from a totally different perspective. Where if I see anything involving pregnant women, I assume that it comes from the breeding standpoint.
Yeah, same thing. That's where I'm.
But more animalistic.
I wonder
well,
if it's...
Here's the thing. A pregnant woman has very different hormones that are going on and exuding from her body and her pheromones as well. And although she's not exuding the pheromones because she's not in heat under the animalistic standpoint, it's still very, there are certain men that it appeals to them. You know, and you can, there are certain animal societies where you see the same thing, where just because, let's say the cat is pregnant, there can be a male cat that still wants to mount her. It's still very, it's there's the hormones are creating a response, a physiological response. And therefore that's what it's happening. And of course, it could just also be in someone's head.
I wonder if there's a bit of dominance around it, because I imagine a scenario where it's a pregnant woman, but they're not. It's not by the person that impregnated them.
Oh yeah.
So it's totally like marking someone else's territory or stuff like that. Like I can totally see
it. Yeah. I think it depends on, as with all fetishes. I mean, you can't just simply look at something conceptually and decide what is the determining factor for why someone is approaching it. It has to do with how they're, you know, what is their outlook towards
but
it.
But to me, that's what's so fascinating about
exactly.
it, because it's like it one tells a lot about a person, and it also doesn't tell much at all, because it's all about interpretation.
But sex tells so much about society in general. I love taking like sex and history and human sexuality. God, those classes were amazing.
I sometimes feel that the sex is just, it's sex, and it's the person that's the key to how it really operates. It's like fascinating to me.
No, agreed. I mean, sex in general, I mean, as is the case, I mean, we could listen to what Skid Row has, what, 3 or 4 sex shows on the air now.
Yeah.
And you can listen to any of them at any given time, and it's going to be a completely different experience because the people and the way that they approach it. Some people are, you know, they may have done 5 positions in their entire sexual history. They may have had sex with 5 people, you know, and it's one of those things where those types of things could determine they are. Now, one of those 5 people they've had sex with could be a complete freak and be all about everything, and they want anal constantly, and they are into DP, and they're into, you know, whatever different types of things, and they want to be tied up, and they want to be gagged, and they want to be bound, and they want to be throat fucked, and whatever these things. But it's all about the way the person approaches it, you know? And even within this room, the 6 people in this room, we all can talk about oral sex, and there's going to be 6 different opinions about it.
Exactly true.
And 6 different styles, 6 different ways to receive it, 6 different ways to give it, completely different because of who and what we are.
Sex is a smorgasbord.
It is. It is.
And it's a Las Vegas
buffet. Thought it was funny, like, when I was working at Hustler, we had, like, a lot of girls that were, you know, looser with, you know, with themselves than
I
was.
The connection of loose and women.
I'm not loose like that.
They
like,
were generous.
I didn't want to call them sluts or skanks or anything like that, because they were nice girls, but they did not enjoy sex, and they would have sex with like every guy, and like they didn't enjoy it. It was not a manipulation factor. And I was just like, you're addicted to something you don't enjoy. Sometimes it's even like painful to you, and you don't enjoy anything about him. You don't like him. And me, I will do anything for my partner because I love it, you know, and I love sex, and I love doing it, and I love doing it with my partner. But my partners are little amount, but they do one thing over and over again and don't even enjoy it. And I don't get that.
I think that's a quantity versus quality situation.
But to me, that doesn't make any sense. But I understand that's common sometimes.
You have to go into, what are they getting out of this? Are they utilizing their bodies as a manipulatory tool, which is probably the most likely case.
Probably.
And of course, that's a societal issue, that women can feel that either they must use their bodies in such a way, or that they do use their bodies in such a way because it is allowable.
Yeah.
So I can get on my horse about that.
And like, what are you getting out of it even after that? Like, those guys won't talk to you anymore, or they will talk to you for only a certain purpose. And you're the girl that they're talking about in the corner, like, she'll blow you, whatever. Like, that's not, you don't have any power in that situation to me.
I don't know why, but...
You know what I mean? You've been manipulated. You haven't been the manipulator.
I guess it's all perspective, because, like, having people talk about me doesn't bother me in that sense, even if it's a sexual thing. Oh, that person's a slut, or that person. It doesn't, like, they don't fucking know me, or even
that's
if
true.
They do,
like, you know,
who the fuck are they to say
but
anything?
But it does matter to a lot of girls, and, like, I think, you know, especially society has put a pressure on us, like, if we're called sluts or skinks, you know, even though we'd be like, ah, I don't really care, sometimes you're like,
And then again, some people have the belief that, is there any such thing as bad press? And
exactly.
So that could be that.
Yeah,
at least they're talking about
that's
you.
True. That's
and,
true.
And if you're talking about somebody who has a really, really low self-esteem, has daddy issues and all of those kinds of things, that a lot of that goes into it. You can't address sexuality and not address psychology at the same time.
That's true.
They're so intertwined.
Yeah.
And when you have somebody that is for lack of a better term, abusing themselves, mm-hmm. abusing their bodies by doing these types of things, it speaks a lot to what their psychological condition is.
I mean, I have huge daddy issues, and I know that's why I dominate, because I was raised to like look at, like, I'm a woman, I want to take care of myself, I want a man to be there. I love men, I don't hate them, I love them, but I also don't want to be ruled.
See, my daddy issues were completely different because of absent father situations. I want an older, like, man.
I want an older man. I'm like, my dad left when I was 11, and with a family that was my best friend, he started raising that family. I mean, it was complicated and stuff like that, and I saw him every once in a while. And yeah, I have issues because of that. I'm like, you know, I want to have my own. I don't want to be crushed by any man. I would like to have a man serve me and be amazing, like, just think I'm the world. You know?
Like, that's what I want. When we take you to the dungeon on a female dominance night,
that's what I want, you know?
You will get yours.
And I don't have problems getting that. I do have problems accepting it at times.
That is the challenge.
I sometimes feel smothered at the same time. I'm a man. Yes. I'm such a man.
Yes, I'm the same way. I'm exactly the same way.
Right?
Going back to the topic of how sex and psychology are so intertwined, it brings up the point that because we've kept sex so taboo for so long in our society, it's becoming toxic. It's becoming dangerous. We're seeing some really fucked up shit out of
like
it.
That guy that you're right. When you don't talk about fetishes or when desires within a person percolate and you don't talk about them or you don't feel as though they're accepted, then you keep them, you know, sequestered and cloistered away. And in this darkness, they grow like a fungus, and they can grow in very, very negative ways, not in a positive way or in whatever, because you're not being exposed to whatever positive type of sexual, you know, direction that this fetish or whatever it might be can go. Some obviously have very little positivity. Some of them are just really, you know,
right.
Negative. It's all debatable.
But the problem with that, of course, is that when we have them silently growing, they're going to turn into, you know, dark poisons within a person.
Yeah, definitely.
And it turns them. And of course, especially if you're in a very kind of conservative situation or conservative society, you know, subculture or whatever, and you're not accepted, then you are also kind of a self-flagellating person where you despise yourself for having these feelings and these emotions.
Precisely.
And you look at yourself and you wonder what's wrong with you until you can seek some kind of acceptance. And some people never find that acceptance. And then they turn it into, you know, some sort of really dangerous path that they go onto, which can result in, you know, death.
Which that is really well said.
Yeah, very
good. Which is why it's so important to me that we have things like this where we openly discuss sexuality. Yeah. Or even in the situation of like our show, we openly joke about everything. I personally feel nothing should be taboo. You should be able to talk and laugh at anything.
And I also think it's important to know yourself. Like, you know, I may have my issues, but I know every issue and I've subscribed to them and I know where how to go around
that
it.
Almost
and
you
I know
more.
Exactly why I'm doing it. Like, I will, this is a statement I always say, I go, I know this is completely irrational. I know exactly where this is coming from, but this is how I feel about it. Like, that's, I want to know my issues. I want to know why I'm having them, but I still might want to go through it. You know, I might want to, might want to play around with my daddy issues because I have them.
I imagine that's healthy, though, sometimes. To go through at least the motions. Because in my case, please.
With consenting adults,
right?
Then it is healthy, you know? You're not, I mean, it's one of those things, you're not, for example, the humiliation that Nancy and I
get
do.
A lot of
people are like, I don't get it. Why do you let her treat you like that? Why do you enjoy it?
But that's the key, is that I let her. Is that there's that trust. There's the trust, and then there's the knowing that it's not, that if it does cross that threshold where it's really fucking bad.
And we've had that.
We have. That she's not gonna just leave me hanging.
She'll protect you there.
She'll still be there, and she'll you know, be right there with me. Okay, we went a little bit too far. That's
it's almost like
caring
aspect,
a teammate,
the trust
a partner situation,
precisely.
Building a connection with someone.
And that's the thing, is if you are consenting adults, then look, you know, some people look at like age play, like daddy play, and that kind of stuff, and they think, oh my god, you know, you're sick. You're just a pedophile because you want your girl to dress up in pigtails and you want her to act like a little girl and you want to fuck her. You know what? That's a really narrow and overly simplistic and prejudiced view on it.
Forever.
And the truth is, look, these are adults. This person isn't wanting to have sex with a child. It's having sex with an adult. Just because she's got pigtails on and is in a schoolgirl outfit, you know what? Shut the fuck up, bitch.
I think there's a lot of judgment, especially concerning sexual proclivities or wants in society.
Or even domination by giving somebody else that control. You have controlled the situation. You have given that control. You have given your consent. Right. That is your control. I give myself over to this. That, I mean, I think that's your strength. That's where you're going from.
For... When a person is... damn it, now I lost my fucking point. God damn you, Anastasia.
God damn
you,
Stacey.
You're right, though.
It's for real.
For me, looking at like dominance and submission, and I was speaking to somebody else about this. Look, I'm never going to demand somebody's submission, mm-hmm. ever. If somebody wants to give it to me, okay, then we can talk. Nice. Then that's the starting point of a discussion, because I may not want everybody's submission that gives it to me. In mm-hmm. fact, I don't. But those that give it to me and I want to have a discussion point, then that's good. But I'm never, ever going to say, you will submit. That's not me. That's not who I am. You have to come to me and ask for it first.
I could completely understand that.
Right. Yeah. But it's important. It's one of those things. There are some people that are just like, you know, you're going to give it. But there are people that also come and they ask for things that I'm not able to give them, mm. you know, or I'm not comfortable giving them, whatever it is, whatever the kinds of dominance they're asking for. It's just not me. That's awesome. That's totally cool. Right.
Remember that one time that you gave that guy your laundry to do?
Oh my God.
What?
So I go to her house and clean a whole lot.
Uh-huh.
So this guy was like, hey, you know, I'll do your laundry for you. So she, you know, she bagged it up and so that he could take it and then he could return it. He returned like wet clothes.
He didn't dry it or they were pissed on?
No, they were not all the way dry and he put them in trash bags.
And they were moldy and rusty and that's awesome. And you should have beat the shit out of him.
No, why would I give him the attention?
God damn it.
I did exactly the worst thing you can do to a submissive. I completely ignored
him. You dismissed him.
No, because he wasn't my submissive.
He wasn't hers.
I ignored him completely.
Oh.
Just ignored him.
You were no longer a part of it.
Wow.
It's very Jewish like that. It's like, if you're not Jewish, you just don't exist to God, and I was God in that situation.
Wow. That's powerful.
You know, well, maybe I mean, it like depends. That, you know, I'm not trying to say that I have that kind of power, but it's one of those things
but you do.
I think everybody has that power. It's just that if you choose to wield it, if you choose to use it.
Yeah.
And also if you choose to let it have an impact on you.
Exactly.
Because let me just tell you, silence treatment from this woman will just tear me the fuck apart.
I love silence. I love giving silence, and I also love giving like very short, like it's from my mom's southern roots, like being like, I'm just disappointed in you. It's like you've ripped their heart out. All you have to do is go, no, I'm just disappointed in you.
Actually, it bothers me. Yeah. It can bother me more when my parents go, I understand. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, it's just like.
That's how we did it in my family.
That doesn't do the same thing for my mom. It's like, but of course you are. Why would you ever approve? When I've done daddy and mommy issues, awesome.
Don't we all?
After a while.
I mean, even if they're good issues, they're still issues, and they make us who we are. Yay.
After a while of the disappointment talks, I just said that they nagged all the shame out of me.
That's awesome.
I'll find a way to shame
you. It's difficult. It's tough.
I'm going to try really hard to shame you.
This whole time I've been kind of fighting the urge to... So just so you know, I'm a big fan of procuring things for her.
Okay.
Things and activities and people, really.
She's kind of like a pimp.
Oh,
even,
pimp.
Even though I don't ask her to, like, she'll pimp people
cool.
for me. I don't know.
I like making her happy. And this whole hour, I've been thinking to myself, of the people that we have here with us, who will get naked when we go to the dungeon?
That is an excellent question.
Wait, just a second, though. Number one, who will get naked? And number two... Who will let you do something to them?
Cisco.
For the sake of experimenting Cisco. And experiences.
Cisco.
I'm a fantastic cherry popper, by the way.
He is. She's a fantastic cherry popper.
A lot of people come to me for their first time on many things. I'm very good at that.
Oh, you're a great diversionator like me?
Yes. Yes. But
I mean,
you know,
no,
I'm very compassionate and actually quite kind about it. I am. I'm very good about that.
I don't know.
In fact, I would like to volunteer you.
Let's volunteer Cisco.
A very specific
Frank,
type
word.
Of thing.
Go on.
I'm curious myself.
Yes,
we're both curious.
Intrigued.
Well, options, really. Option A is a good caning.
Mm.
Option B is fire play.
Oh my God.
It's perfect.
Oh my
for
God.
You.
Someone
love
knows
fire.
Me.
It's perfect.
I'm a bit
you
of
love
pyro.
Fire.
He is a huge pyromaniac. That is wonderful. Is. You have he him right
talks,
on.
He always talks about burning down my house,
burning down orphanages.
We are way out of time.
Wait, no, no, fuck that shit.
I will be respectful of the fantastic people that we love in the Yay. Following show and not run
Aww.
Over. You know what? This has been a great show. So if you like our show and you liked this show, this was Awkward Conversations that was with us. And they're on, when are you guys on?
Live Saturday, 12 to 1. We're also on podcast iTunes, Awkward Conversation.
Yeah, yeah, you can find them at the Skid Row Studios site. They're there. They're fantastic.
We're all over. Find us on Facebook and all that. We have a contest going on, so check us out on Facebook.
Get free tickets. What?
Nice.
And we're going to have these lovely ladies on in January, so be sure
in
to
January,
check that out.
We'll pimp it so you guys know about that.
Awesome.
And next Saturday, we will be on Bad Advice with Drew Marks.
Awesome.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
Yay.
Next Saturday. So it'll be very fun.
Yeah, awesome.
I'm Insidious Muse.
And I'm Service Slut.
And these are the fantastic Awkward Conversation people.
You so much.
And this is Love Bite.
Bye, guys.
Right, goodbye.